We are up to the Gemara in Makkos, Bikias, Dav Tes, Amin Aleph. We are up to line 3, by the two dots. And there, between the two dots, as the Gemara usually does, the Gemara seems to quote the Mishnah. And the Gemara here, quoting the Mishnah, between the two dots, Dav Tes, Amin Aleph, Chutz Me'ayidei Ger Toshav. The Bach, here, in the Aleph, in the parentheses, sends us to the Agos HaBach. The Agos HaBach takes out the words Al Yidei, and the Gemara here, quoting the Mishnah, should read Chutz Mi Ger Toshav, which is, in fact, the Girsa of our Mishnah on Dav Ches Amud Beis. If you look back at the Mishnah on Dav Ches Amud Beis, second line of the Mishnah said, HaKol Gol in Ayidei Yisrael, all go to Golos, the Ir Mikla, through the hands of Yisrael, that means for killing unintentionally a Yisrael. The Yisrael go in Ayidein, and the Yisrael will go to Golus through unintentionally killing them. Chutz mi Ger Toshav, with the exception of a Ger Toshav. That's what our Gemara is discussing right now. And then the Mishnah concludes, V'Ger Toshav eino gola ela Ayidei Ger Toshav. A Ger Toshav only goes to Golus to killing a Ger Toshav, and we pointed out that the bracketed Aleph over here sends us to the Hagos Hagra, the notes of the Vilna Gaon, and he changes the Girsa. We discussed that idea when we did the Mishnah, and the Mishnah should read, Ger Toshav Gola Ayidei Ger Toshav, that a Ger Toshav goes to Golus for killing another Ger Toshav. Back to Daf Tes Lamed Aleph. Excuse me. Okay, we are on line 3. So, between the two dots, the Gemara quoting the Mishnah, Chutz mi Ger Toshav. What does it mean, Chutz mi Ger Toshav? So normally, Rashi does not explain the piece of the Mishnah that's quoted in the Gemara. Usually, you have to look back at the Mishnah. There, you'll see what Rashi says. But here, Rashi is very helpful, and he explains the line that's quoted from the Mishnah. Look at Rashi on the fourth skinny line, Chutz mi Ger Toshav, Umashma, when the Mishnah says, Chutz mi Ger Toshav, it is implied, Demeter Vayu Mamayle, that it is excluding a Ger Toshav from both directions, from both of them. What is a Ger Toshav? We already discussed, is a non-Jew who accepts upon himself to keep Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, the 7 Noahide laws. He's not a Ger Tzedek, he's not a convert, he's not a full-fledged Jew, he is a Ger Toshav. The question is, what is the status of a Ger Toshav when it comes to the halachas of Ir Miklat? So Rashi says, from the fact that Ger Toshav, if the Mishnah says, Chutz mi Ger Toshav, Umashma, it is implied, Demi Terbayu Mamayle, it is excluding the Ger Toshav from both directions, whether he is the murderer or whether he is the victim. Delo hu gola ayidei harigaso. He is not going to go to Golos if he kills the Yisrael. Ela neherag. Rather, he will be killed. We're going to discuss that. And an Eino Yehudi, who does not keep the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach, which he's obligated to keep, each one of the Sheva Mitzvah B'nai Noach carries with it a death penalty, even if it's done unintentionally. So the fact that the Ger Toshav goes to Ir Miklat, well, okay, here it says, we don't get there. Delo hu gola ayidei harigaso. The Ger Toshav that kills the Yisrael unintentionally is not going to go to Ir Miklat. Chutz mi Ger Toshav. He is excluded. Ela neharag. Rather, he will be killed for killing unintentionally. Vilo Yisrael, go to Olam. And if Yisrael kills him unintentionally, Yisrael's also not going to go to Golos. He's not going to go to Golos for killing Yisrael. Yisrael's not going to go to Golos for killing a Ger Toshav. When the Mishnah says, Chutz mi Ger Toshav, it is excluding the Ger Toshav from being the murderer that goes to Ir Mikla and from being the victim that causes the murderer to go to Ir Mikla. Now we are in the Gemara, Daf Tes Amud Aleph, line 4. The fact that the Ger Toshav does not go to Ir Mikla. Excuse me. The fact that he's excluded from going to Ir Mikla for killing Yisrael, and Yisrael doesn't go to Ir Mikla for killing him, Alma says the Gemara, Ger Toshav, Ovi Kochavim Hu. When it comes to Ir Miklat, the Ger Toshev has the status of an Ovei Kochavim, of an idolater, of an Eino Yehudi. Continues the Gemara, Ema, Ema, Leman, Ema, Tema, say, I will say, Ema, I will say, Seifa, from the Seifa of the Mishnah. There it says, Ger Toshev go la Aide Ger Toshev. Then a Ger Toshev goes to Golus for killing Beshogeg, another Ger Toshev. That sounds like he is a Yisroa, when it comes at least to the halakhas of Ir Mikla. So we have a contradiction in the Mishnah. The line 2 of the Mishnah sounds like he's an Eino Yehudi. Line 3 of the Mishnah sounds like he's treated as a Jew when it comes to Ir Mikla. Amar Rav Kahana said, Rav Kahana, lo kasha. It's not a contradiction. Kam be ger toshev shahara ger toshev. Kam be ger toshev shahara Yisrael. If the ger toshev kills another ger toshev, he's going to go to Ir Mikla. That's line 3. The ger toshev shahara Yisrael, he's not going to go to Ir Mikla. There he's going to be treated like an idolater, like an Eino Yehudi, and he will get the death penalty. That's how Rav Kahana answers the contradiction in the Mishnah. Continues the Gemara, Ika, there is, Dirami, that ask, Kroy Adoni. The Kroy, the Psukim Adoni, on each other. They ask a contradiction from the Psukim themselves. We just raised a contradiction from the Mishnah. But there are those that ask a contradiction from the Psukim, from the Chumash. Why, what does it say in the Chumash? Sorry, excuse me. What does it say in the Chumash? See, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar Lamed Hey, Livnei Yisroel Vilager Vilatosha Besocham Tiena Sheish Heorim. Livnei Yisroel Vilager Vilatoshav. It's not only for Yisroel, it's also for a Ger, it's also for a Toshav. Besocham Tiena Sheish Heorim will be the 6 cities. There are 6 Are Miklat, officially. Okay, we'll see then they end up being more. But the started out with 6 Are Miklat. And it sounds like it is also for a Toshav, for a Ger Toshav. Uksib, but we have another Pasuk, also in Bamidbar Lamed Hey, an earlier Pasuk. The Pasuk says, V'hoyu lochem he'orim lemiklat. The cities will be lochem for you, lemiklat, for a city of refuge. And the Gemara uses its Talmudic thumbs. What does it mean, lochem for you, lochem velo legerim? That lochem would seem to be only Bnei Yisrael and will exclude the ger toshav. So one pasuk explicitly says toshav, and one pasuk, it's an extra word, lochem for you would be for you and not for the ger toshav. And so that's how some learn the contradiction, not from the Mishnah, but earlier from the Psukim. And on that, Omer Rav Kahana lo kasha. Rav Kahana said it's not a kasha. Kan be ger toshev shaharag Yisrael. Kan be ger toshev shaharag ger toshev. A ger toshev who kills a ger toshev, that's the pasuk that says he goes to Ir Miklat. The Ir Miklat's also for him. But if he kills a Yisrael, he's going to be killed. He's not going to go to Ir Miklat. Then the Miklat is lachem and not for him. Why? Look at Rashi, lo kasha. Rashi, lamid kuf, lo kasha v'chule, ger toshev shor ger toshev gola. When a ger toshev kills another ger toshev, he goes to golos. Kidik tani behedya, as it says explicitly in the Mishnah. V'resha, the beginning of the Mishnah that says, chutz mi ger toshev, kishahara gets Yisrael. When the ger toshev kills the Yisrael, eino gola. He doesn't go to golos. Why not? Delo sogi lebe golos. It's not enough for him to go to golos. We said that Ir Miklat is, among other things, a kapara, an atonement, and it's not enough of an atonement, and he's going to be killed. Now the Gemara raises another contradiction. Uramini, we have a contradiction. Lefichach. Okay, what's this going? I'll look at Rashi Dibur Maschi Lefichach. Says Rashi, Asheva Mitzvah and Stavu Bnei Noach Koi. This Braisa is going on the Sheva Mitzvahs, the 7 Mitzvahs that were commanded the Bnei Noach. All humanity had Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. and Sheva Mitzvah Zavu Bnei Noach Koi. Then the Hagos Habach has a parenthesis Vav. Instead of saying Vikai Milan, he changes the guess of Dikai Milan that we hold as Harasan Zuhi Misasan. The fact that the Torah singles out these Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach commands all humanity to keep Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, that Azhara, that warning in the Torah, is their death penalty. Lefichach, therefore, I'm continuing in Rashi. Ger Toshav Ovei Kochavim Shehargu Neheragin. A Ger Toshav, or an idolater, an Eino Yehudi, that kill, Neheragin, they are killed. Vafilu B'shogeg, even if they kill unintentionally. She'ein Bnei Noach Tzrichin Hasra. Usually, for a person to get punished, for Yisroel to get punished, you need Edim, you need witnesses, you need Hasra. He has to be warned. The Edim say, don't do that. If you do that, you're going to be killed. But when it comes to Bnei Noach, they do not need to be warned. The warning in the Torah, the Azhara, is a warning in the Torah. Hasra is the warning that the two Edim provide. The Eino Yehudi does not require Hasra, the warning of the two witnesses, because the warning we'll see is to make sure that he knows what he's doing. He's not doing it unintentionally, because we're not going to punish him so severely for doing something unintentionally. But when it comes to the Eino Yehudi, the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach, he's chayiv, the death penalty, even if it's unintentional. And therefore, there's no need for witnesses to warn him. Because even if he doesn't know, it makes no difference. He's still going to be punished with the death penalty. So now let's go back to our Gemara. Uramini, where the Gemara asks the question, Leficha, therefore, ger v'ovei kochavim, a ger and an ovei kochavim shahargu, if they killed Neheragin, they are going to get killed. So the Gemara now uses its TT, its Talmudic thumb, Kitani ger dumya de ovei kochavim. When we put the ger together with the ovei kochavim, we're making a comparison. Ma ovei kochavim, just like the ovei kochavim, the idolater, loshna dekota bar minei. Loshna, there's no difference, dekota that he killed. Bar minei, someone like him, his min, his type. Meaning another ovei kochavim. Rashi says, ovei kochavim kemoso. It doesn't matter if he killed another Eino Yehudi. And it does, it's no difference that he killed someone who's not like him, meaning a Yisroel. Either way, Neherag, he's going to get the death penalty. It doesn't matter if the Ovei Kochavim killed another Ovei Kochavim or he killed the Yisroel. Either way, he gets the death penalty. So that's the din by Ovei Kochavim. So that should be the din by the Ger Toshav. Avger, lo shna dekata bar minei, there's no difference if he killed another ger toshav, but lo shna, there's no difference, kata delav bar minei, that he killed not a ger toshav, but rather he killed a Yisrael. Either way, neherag. But our Mishnah says that a ger toshav who kills a ger toshav goes to Golos. And here he's compared to the Ovei Kochavim that is going to be killed even for killing Beshogeg. So we have another contradiction. Amar Rav Chizda said Rav Chizda lo kasha, lamikuf, lo kasha. It's not a contradiction. It depends how he killed him. Kan shahargu derech yurida, kan shahargu derech aliyah. In this case, he killed him in a downward motion. In the other case, he kills him in an upward motion. We learned in the first Mishnah in the Perek that ir mikla galus, based on the pasuk, only if he kills in a downward motion. There's a difference between a downward motion and an upward motion. If a Yisrael unintentionally kills another Yisrael, if he did it in a downward motion, the Mishnah tells us, he'll go to Golos. If he doesn't kill him in a downward motion, kills him in an upward motion, he will not go to Golos. Now the question is why that is. And that's going to play a role over here. Let's see. So now the Gemara explains what it just said. Derech Yerida, downward motion, the Yisrael Gali, that a Yisrael would go to Golos, to Ir Miklat, if he killed in a downward motion. Ihu, he, referring to the Ger Toshav, Nami, also Sagi, they be Golos. It's enough to send him to an Ir Miklat. But derech aliyah, if he killed in an upward motion, the Yisrael pater who, where Yisrael will not go to ir mikdat, the Yisrael will be pater. Yisrael pater. Again, derech aliyah, Yisrael pater who neherag. So in an upward motion, where the Yisrael will not go to ir mikdat, he'll be pater. The ger tosha will be killed. Amrle Rava Velav Kava Chomer. Isn't this a Kava Chomer? How does this make sense? If he did it in a downward motion, he goes to Galus, just like the Yisrael. In the upward motion, the Yisrael is putter, so it sounds like it's more lenient, and now the Gertosha, you're going to kill? That doesn't make sense. So it says, Rava Velav Kava Chomer, or is it a Kava Chomer? Oma Derech, you read that the Yisrael Gali, when it comes to downward motion, the Yisrael goes to Galus. Yunami Saki Lebegalus, the Getoshav, also it's enough. Saki Lebegalus, it's enough for him to go to Galus. Derech Aliyah, the Yisrael Pater, but upward motion where Yisrael is going to be off the hook altogether. Ihu Nerag, so you're going to kill the Getoshav. So that's very, very difficult to say. Now, Tosis over here is very interesting. We have to look at the Tosis. Look at Tosis, Dibur Maschil Amar Le. It's the end of the skinny lines. Now, there's two, in Judaism, a punishment is not just to slap the bad guy. A punishment is a form of atonement. Atonement could not work for one of two reasons. It's, so either he doesn't need such an intense atonement. He didn't do something so terrible, so we're not going to give him the punishment. Or he did something worse. Oh, if he did something with kalvachomer, no, we don't have kalvachomers usually by punishments. Because if he did something worse, then the punishment is not going to be an atonement. It's not enough for him. And if it's not enough for him, then we're not going to bother doing it at all. Because the point of the punishment is to provide atonement. If his sin is worse than that, so then he's not going to get the atonement for the punishment, and we're not going to give him the punishment at all. And that's Tosus Kasha on Rava's Kalvachomer. Let's take a look at Tosus for a few minutes. Tosus Dibur Maschil Amar Leh Rava Lo Kosha Keinu. Isn't it a Kalvachomer? Uma Derech Yerida. So Tosus says like this. Vav Aleph Tav. V'in Tomar. Tosus introduces a question with the words V'in Tomar. That's generally how Tosus introduces a question. If you will say V'in Tomar Adarabba. Just the opposite. He had no senes. That kabachoma that you said is the exact opposite. Well, the result is the opposite of what you're trying to accomplish. Derech yirida nitzal yisrael kapara. If the Jew kills in a downward motion, he's going to go to galus for atonement. Nitzal yisrael lekapara d'sagi lebegalus. Downward motion, the Yisrael will get kapara for that. It's enough to send him to galus, and it'll be enough to send the Iger Tosha to Galus. Aval derech aliyah, but upward motion, lo nitan l'Yisrael l'kapara chomeru. Maybe upward motion is more severe than downward motion. It's more severe than downward motion, and that's why he doesn't go to Galus. Why doesn't he go to Galus? Because Galus is not enough of an atonement. Aval derech aliyah, lo nitan l'Yisrael l'kapara. It's not enough of an atonement. Chomeru, it's more strict. V'ein agolad. The Yisrael doesn't go to Galus when he's killed in an upward motion. Why? The low sagi begolus. It's not enough, golus. Golus is not enough of an atonement. He needs more. And there is no more. So don't give him anything. Dochanami amina bereish perikama. That's what he said in the beginning of the Masechta. Period. V'yesh lomar. So if that's the case, if the upward motion is more severe and the Jew doesn't go to Galus because it's too severe and Galus is not enough, so it makes sense that the Degen Toshav is going to be killed. That would make sense. So why is Rava giving a Kalvachomer? If the Jew is putter, so for sure the Getoshav shouldn't be killed. That Kalvachomer a Rava is not going to work because the Jews put there because it's not enough of an atonement. It's so severe. If it's so severe, then we can kill the Ger Tosha. Now, Tosis answers the Kasha, as he usually does with the V'yesh Lomar, in order to end up supporting Rava and the Gemara. V'yesh Lomar, delas lehai taima. That's not the reason why upward motion is putter, because it's more severe. La v'yesh lama d'les lehi taima. The derech aliyah la mishum d'lo sagi lebegalus. The upward motion is not putter because galus is not intense enough. It's so severe. That's not the case. El mishum dekilhu b'yosim yirida. Upward motion is more lenient. That's Rava's point. Upward motion is more lenient, and therefore he doesn't go to galus, and therefore it doesn't make sense to say you should kill the get toshav. Why? Because upward motion to have a onus b'yosef. It's considered more like an onus, like a freak accident, and freak accidents are less than shogeg and should not be killed and should not go to galus. V'hilkach lo motzis omris b'chomer b'yosef mirida. And therefore you can't say that it's more chamor, and therefore Rava's kavachomer does make sense. Upward motion is less severe for the Yisraeli. He's putter from galus, and therefore should be less severe for the Ger Toshav, and he should not be killed.